Okay, let's move on here and talk about, Russell, segments of the population that most benefit from this. And I'm talking about people with allergies, medication. Now, let's get into a little bit of that and what that's all about.
Well, there's several segments that can benefit from this. I mean, essentially, anybody with a loved one is a target for this service. But to break it down, folks that have pre-existing medical conditions where it's important for them to the hospital to know if they are allergic to things.
Well, what if you've got a stent in or a pacemaker or something like that?
Exactly. Very, very important for the hospital to know that. And right now, the only method for the hospital, if they don't have any information of your medical conditions, the only way they could tell if you are allergic to anything is to kind of give you a sample of it and see if you have a reaction.
That's a charming way to figure that problem
that
out.
That is a charming way to figure it out, but we prefer to give you a better solution, and that is provide your medical information to the hospital within 2 minutes, and that's what we can do. We can supply your medical information, and this will include your herbal supplements, vitamins, non-prescription drugs, prescription drugs, physicians' emergency information. We have a spot to put several physicians' emergency phone numbers
so
in there.
So this is a total profile.
Total
what
profile.
It is, Russell.
Your insurance policy information.
Okay, that's always a big one. What's the first thing they ask you when you walk in the emergency room? You're standing
your
there.
Your insurance.
Yeah, I just took a chainsaw to my leg, but where's your insurance card? I mean, seriously, it's really kind of amazing. My wife was loaded into an ambulance to go to the hospital this year. She was having an emergency appendectomy, and believe it or not, before the ambulance closed the door, they were asking me for the insurance information. I just about had a fit. You know, I'm like, are you serious? You know, I gave it to them, just let's get this over with and get her to the hospital. But they actually opened the door and asked me for my insurance information. Amazing, isn't it?
It is amazing.
Yeah. So that's an excellent point. That's definitely one of the things you're going to be asked about if you're going to be treated. Tim, let's talk a little bit, because I teased going out about this. I want you to tell the story about the lady who designed your logo and touch on that a little bit.
Liz was in college, and she had an appendicitis attack. She was rushed to the hospital. The hospital had her student ID, but because her appendix broke, they gave her drugs for the pain. She was sedated. She was unable to let them know who to call. And unfortunately, when you're in college, you're an adult. The college is not responsible for calling anyone on your behalf. I mean, there are privacy laws that come into play. And therefore, Liz spent a couple of days in the hospital without anyone being aware that that's where she was. And when the sedatives wore off and she was well enough to walk out of the hospital, she did so. And then afterwards called her mom and told her the story of where she was.
She was in there for days?
Well, unfortunately, they weren't called until Liz was actually out of the hospital. She checked herself out of the hospital, went back to her dorm, gave her mom a call, said, you know, the past couple of days, I've been in the hospital with appendicitis. And it was sad that this is what, you know, all these privacy laws has come to. There was no way for the hospital to really contact anybody. And that university ID really doesn't do a whole lot.
And so the parents had no way of knowing where she was. They're probably pulling their hair out, especially in today's world. You think she's been kidnapped or been taken off someplace or whatever the case may be. So I'm sure it scared the living daylights out of the whole family.
Right, absolutely.
And she wound up designing your logo.
Exactly, and she did a great job.
That's an interesting story because, as I told you off air, I've got one daughter still in school. She's in law school. She's obviously an adult. She's 24 years old. So there is no responsibility on the school's part, the law school's part, or anybody else, if she were hurt there, to notify us. So you're pretty much hung out to dry on that. That's something, ladies and gentlemen, you may not be aware of and you may want to be aware of. Russell, as we talked about off air there a moment ago, most people are unprepared for these kinds of things. Let's talk about that and why they should be prepared and what are some of the situations. It's not necessarily the guy or the gal next door, is it?
No, it's not. And people just walk around, they feel it's not going to happen to them. I'm not going to have a car accident. I'm not going to suffer a medical emergency. But the reality is things happen. Incidents happen. And one reason we've made this very affordable is that we want everybody to be prepared. It not only helps yourself, your family, but it also helps the emergency room because they are absolutely overstressed. The emergency rooms in this country are completely overburdened. And to have somebody come in and, you know, they don't have contact information, they don't have their medical information, it puts a lot more stress on them as well.
You know, that's interesting you said that, and I got to tell you, I got to share a story with you. When Lori was taken to the hospital for this emergency appendectomy, while we were in the emergency room, which was like 11 hours before she actually got moved to a surgical facility, and we had the surgery done at the hospital. By the time they determined what the appendectomy was, from the time we got there in the morning until that evening, and she had the surgery done like at 9 o'clock at night, and we got there like at 8 o'clock in the morning, whatever it was, they closed that emergency room twice, Russell. Shut it down. And I didn't even know this went on. They had hit their limit. They notified the first responders, our emergency room is closed. So when you say they're overburdened, they're really overburdened.
Well, I can tell you, I'm not going to name the hospital in Chicago, but there is a hospital recently, there was an article that they turn an ambulance away every 13 minutes.
That's amazing. So the idea of having this information becomes just that much more important.
Just that more important, absolutely. And we feel it's so important to prepare that, you know, we put on our website, we have a thing for all our subscribers. When they sign up, we have a full page of explaining of how to prepare if something happens to your child, something happens to your pet, your elderly parent, exactly the steps to need to prepare so that if something happens to you and we contact someone, they're going to know why we're contacting them and what they need to do. So we put a something step by step on our website so everybody's prepared when they have our service.
Okay, so Tim, I do this. I get signed up. I've got the two daughters in California, my son in Florida. Every one of them gets a sticker.
Oh, a
with
full
their
kit.
Own code. Each
kit.
One of them get a kit.
Right.
Okay, so I would send a kit out, or you would send a kit out to each family member. Then they put that on their license so they have it on their car if they're involved. There's a sticker for the car too, right?
Yeah, actually, it's an entire kit. There's an ID card, which you would put behind your driver's license that's the size of a business card. There's four what we call wallet size ID stickers. The car sticker does not have your ID number on it. We would not want for first responders to get information on the wrong individual. Cars are shared by family members, by friends. You never know who's behind the wheel of the vehicle. And in some horrific accidents, there's no way to tell who was behind the wheel of the vehicle. And therefore, we thought it was more responsible to just say, check the back of the driver's license for the members' information, and that's going to have that individual's unique ID number, and it'll be easier to know that that belongs to that individual because it's on the back of a photo ID.
And that's exactly why you do it that way. So each member, Russell, the family gets the kit, and each member has it. So if you've got kids all over the country like I do, then they've all got the same information.
Correct. They'll get the four mini stickers that go on the ID. They'll get the email supplemental sticker, an ID card that goes in your wallet behind your license as well.
Okay, so that's the card I'm looking at now, which says wallet ID card. So you got a wallet ID card, the sticker for the driver's license, and you've got the window sticker for the automobile.
Correct. You know, we feel
this is pretty thorough, guys. This pretty much covers it, doesn't it?
We thought we'd be very thorough. I mean, the worst thing that could happen is for them to miss a sticker and not be able to see something. So we were very careful to make sure that no matter what, in any situation, something's going to be viewed.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, I can tell you right now, we're doing this. With my children strung across the country, and I'm on the road all the time. Lori sometimes goes to California to visit without me. We're going to do this. I'll be back after the break. We'll wrap it up. We're going to talk a little more about a testimonial from a Chicago paramedic. You're going to find this interesting. We'll be back after the break. You're listening to America's Healthcare Advocate, broadcasting coast to coast across the USA.